Men, I know you're here, somewhere in this cavern. Please come get me. Hurry. It's frightfully chilly and dark in here. And I know we haven't much time. In that deep, dark, subterranean lake with its altar right on the shore is really scaring me. There could be all kinds of squishy, icky things in it. So hurry. Come fuck me. Look, I'm wriggling prettily for you on this cold stone altar. See? See my thighs flash? See my tits bouncing for you? My nipples are swollen and sensitive. Because it's fucking cold in here. So hurry. One of you needs to come fuck my naked, wet pussy right now.
Well, when you put it like that, darling, it would be ungentlemanly not to lend you aid in your distress.
As if I'll be the one to lend this little damsel any strong masculine service she might need or desire.
Oh, there you are. Thank the gods. Okay, so you can get started. Boys, are you going to fight over me?
Convince us. You can squirm more prettily than that.
Oh, boys! You can see my naked, soaked, little virgin pussy shaved bare for you. I'm chained with my wrists above my head, and my legs are forced open so wide they hurt, so I can't possibly stop one of you from having his way with me. You two are clearly muscular and virile young men with oiled, naked bodies. Wow. Actually, really good bodies. And I know I'm hot. And naked, too. And young. So what more enticement to ravish me do you possibly need?
We aren't machines, darling.
Yeah. Some guys like a little foreplay first.
Oh. My. God. You want me to suck your cocks. That's it, isn't it? You want my hot little mouth around your cocks while you throat fuck me?
Well, you can only really suck one of these cocks, you know.
Preferably mine. It's bigger.
As if.
Well, you can see them both, darling. What do you think?
Okay, look, we don't have time for this. The evil altar goddess will be rising from that horrible, cold, wet lake any minute, and the only thing that can possibly prevent it is my virgin's blood staining this altar and my cry echoing in the cave when one of you comes inside me and impregnates me, filling my vulnerable, fertile womb with your hot, sticky seed. But since the ancient ones, who were jerks, wrote in the ritual that I have to come 7 times before impregnation. 7 orgasms. Okay, maybe they weren't such jerks. Anyway, because they wrote that into the ritual, I need my virginity taken by a man who has almost superhuman vigor and stamina. Only such man is worthy to fuck me and put her evilness back to sleep for another 4,000 years. So one of you two, whichever one of you is the strongest, whichever of you pummels the other into submission and gets his ass over here and shoves his cock in me.
She really is a needy little slut, isn't she?
What?
Mm-hmm.
How dare you? I'm not a...
It'll be me, of course.
As if.
No, really. I practically ooze masculinity. Once, I was walking to the supermarket, and 4 sweet young things just swooned right there in the street, like chopped trees. Poor things had nasty bruises after.
Tosh, you think that's something? I walked into a restaurant once without my shirt, my muscles just rippling, and every woman there started ovulating on the spot. One waitress bent over the table she was serving and moaned, and a baby popped right out of her. Right from between her legs under her uniform. Luckily, I caught the child with my lightning reflexes.
Wait. No, wait. Really?
Yeah. Got her number, too. Really sweet woman, actually.
Boys, please hurry. I'm so wet. So fucking wet and slick and hot. But if that lake rises, I'm going to be soaked and cold for eternity. So I'd so much rather be deflowered. Hurry up!
Well, I guess we'd better fight. For her.
Yeah. Get ready to die, bitch.
As you're fond of saying, as if.
Boys, come on, fight! This isn't kindergarten. You're fighting for me. For the right to fuck me. And to get me bred and off this altar before her sliminess awakens and devours me and the entire world in madness and tentacles. Please, fight like you mean it. Aren't I sexy to you? Don't you want me? They've edged me before bringing me here. My little clit is swollen and sensitive, and I'm dripping onto this altar. Please come fuck me. Please ravish me. Please breed me.
Well, damn. All right, brother. Sorry about this. You're going down.
As it...
Oh, my. You two really are strong. Look at you both wrestling. So naked. Sweating. Muscle. Okay. Wow. I'm actually ovulating. And you're both so hard. Does fighting make boys hard?
It's true. You're pretty fucking hard.
How are you finding time to stare at my throbbing cock? I'm trying to wiggle out of an arm lock.
Your junk is rubbing all over my thigh as we struggle.
Oh. My.
I just have to squirm a little. There. Loose. Now defend yourself, kid.
Yes, boys, fight for me. Oh, wow. Look at you both just squirming in a tangle of sweat and muscle. And, man. Fight for me, boys. Fight for me. But hurry. Hurry. One of you beat the shit out of the other quick and come fuck me, please. Please come fuck me.
Huh. Got you. I'll just straddle you now, huh? Get your wrist pinned over your head, huh? Fuck. Yeah, that's it, bitch, huh? Yeah, buck those fucking hips under me, huh? You're not going anywhere fucking now.
Man, you're strong.
You know it.
And that thick, veiny cock of yours is right above my face. I can't see a thing past it.
Told you it was bigger.
As if...
Okay, you've beaten him. You're clearly the strongest. Now come fuck me. Come enjoy this sweet, wet, tight grip of my virgin pussy.
Whoa. Did you just lick my cock?
No, I didn't lick your...
You so did.
Your cock tapped my mouth, that's all.
My cock did not tap your mouth.
Yes, it did. It's doing it again. See? Look.
My God. Holy fucking shit. Oh, that is a soft, warm mouth.
Boys? boys? I can do that too. I have a soft, warm mouth. Will one of you get over here, please? I don't really care which one.
Hey, let me up. You got me pinned in my belly, huh? Distracting me like that, huh? That was a dick move.
It was a dick move.
Oh my god. Oh. Your cock. Fuck. What's up against? Oh, fuck my ass.
Now who's bigger, bitch?
Boys? This is very arousing, but that lake is bubbling ominously, and I'm still, like, completely naked and virginal over here. Can one of you please do something about that? Boys?
Sorry, can't hear you. Busy naked wrestling over here.
Oh, fuck. Oh, that feels...
Oh, you're a tight fit. Fuck.
Oh, fuck, I had no idea you wanted me.
I've been strutting naked in front of you for an hour. I even complimented your cock while you were rubbing it on me. What more incitement to get ravished could you possibly need?
Fuck. Oh, you feel so fucking good. Oh, fuck. I'm so full. Oh, fuck.
Oh, why are all the good ones gay? Boys, come fuck me!
You good boy. Fuck. You're so fucking sexy. Take it. Take it for me.
Take me.
Fuck.
Boys! Boys, come on! There's tentacles. There are fucking tentacles coming out of the water. Oh my god. So many slimy, viscous, oozing tentacles. They're wrapping around the altar. Dozens and dozens of... Please, no. One cold around my ankle. So slimy. So slimy. Boys... Boys, can one of you get over here? Please? Please? Get off me! Oh no. There are tentacles coiling around like oily snakes around my legs. They're caressing my thighs. And my tits. Boys, I have slimy tentacles fondling my tits. They're sucking at my nipples. Boys, get over here. Help me.
Oh, awake at last.
Oh, no.
My, that is better. Now let's see. How has my body grown after 4,000 years in the deep? Eyes. Let's see. Four of those. Breasts. Oh, roughly 100 of those. To feed my innumerable young. Tentacles. I only had a few when I went to sleep. There's a proper tangle of them now. That is good. And it looks like most of my body is here on this planet now. The rest is somewhere else. I don't like it. This planet is much nicer. Well, never mind that. Let's lay some eggs, shall we? Where is my incubator? Oh, there she is. Writhing naked on the altar like a curvy, slutty little snack. Oh, my. My. What a treat the mortals have brought me this time. You are a luscious little morsel, aren't you?
Oh, evil elder goddess. Please don't eat me. Please don't devour me. Don't eat me. Don't eat me.
But you look so tasty. Oh, don't worry so. I'm not going to eat you. At least not the way you expect. I am going to fill you so full of eggs that this planet will have never seen anything like it. I need to spawn. Now let's see if you're ready, you sweet little slut.
I'm not a slut. I'm a virgin. That's why I'm here. I'm a pure, chaste, innocent virgin.
Well, not a very good one, are you? All nude and writhing like a star spawn in heat. Why, your primitive reproductive orifice is swollen and... what? I bet if I slid my ovipositor tendril over your soft, seeping flesh. Look at you just arch your back and drip. Oh, my dear incubator. That is such a sweet whimper. Make it again.
No! Don't! Don't you touch me there! This isn't right. That feels so good. So good. Please. Please.
Yes. You are ready. Oh, you'll bear so many eggs for me. Sweet little mortal. Just let me pry your sweet folds open with my tentacles. Ah, there we go. There's your entrance.
No! Stop. Stop. Oh my god, stop. Sucking at my nipples with those tentacle things. Stop. Each tentacle feels like a dozen fingers caressing me. I am chosen. This can't be happening to me.
You were chosen for me, little incubator. Why do you think that the priests chained you here?
No! I am not for you. I'm for...
What? Those grunting primates over there? You'd prefer them when you've been chosen for a god?
Yes! One of them is supposed to fuck me!
Oh, fuck, you're tight. I'm not gonna last another... yes.
I never skipped fucking Kegel Day. You broke first, bitch.
Finally! Oh my god, are you both done? Get over here and save me before she... before she ravishes me and fucks me full of eggs.
Now it's my turn to be on top.
Oh, you've earned it, stud. I'm not gonna resist. Unless you're into that.
Wait. What?
God, fuck. Your ass. It's so... it's fucking tight. It's even better than it fucking looks, huh?
Take it back. You are bigger than I am. Fuck. Oh, fuck me, please. God. You fuck me harder than that.
Shit.
Oh, I don't think either of them are going to be saving you anytime soon. No, little one. At least not without some rest and hydration. I'm afraid it's just us girls now.
This feels really nice, but I think that if I can't complete the oh my god, stop and let me talk. If I can't complete the ritual, I'm no threat, right? Right? You could let me go.
Can't complete the ritual? Why ever not? You seem more than capable to me. You definitely have a uterus. And a point of entry for my eggs. And delightfully swollen. Are those mammary glands? I like them. You squeak prettily when my tentacles squeeze them.
Your evilness, mistress of tentacles, the ritual to send you back to sleep. It requires a man to make me come 7 times, and...
7 times? Oh, when was the last time a male on any planet ever made a female come 7 times? Now I know you're a virgin. No, my delectable little tart. You don't need a male for the ritual.
But... I'm out here. And... ready for them.
Not the sharpest tooth in the maw, are you? The priest didn't chain you, so a male could make you come 7 times. They chained you up, so you can come. For me.
You?
Me. And you're chained for 2 reasons. One, so you don't scamper away when I start doing things to keep you and your body so lubricated. Like this.
God, it's my clit! What is that? Oh my god! What is that sucking at my clit?
How nice. And two, so you don't hurt yourself thrashing about when I push my swollen, oozing ovipositor inside you. Like this.
So big. And slight. Flexible. It's touching me everywhere. No, this isn't right.
Good girl. My thick, oozy tentacle feels so good with you. clenched around it and tight like that. Oh. But if you're going to come 7 times for me, you're going to need to be very full. And I see you have other orifices.
No, 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 no. Get that away from my ass. Get it away. No.
Such a tight fit. But I can get my tentacle in. Deeper. Deeper. Deep. Deeper. There we go. That's
oh, fuck. That feels really fucking good, man. Fuck. Hey. That little virgin over there, huh? Do you think we should rescue her?
As if. She sounds like she's having an excellent time. And you are not moving until I'm fully satisfied.
You aren't moving until I'm satisfied either, little one.
Evil Elder Goddess, Queen of Slimy Appendages, I demand that you pull those tentacles out of me at once.
Oh. You're just so adorable with your little squeaks. You know, there are better uses for a soft mouth like yours. With such full lips and a soft tongue.
What? What do you mean?
Sweet girl. You are the best fuck I've had in 4,000 years. Yes. Yes. You. Oh. You feel so good on my ovipositors. So soft and tight and warm and fertile. Oh, you will come for me, little one. 7 times at least. And then, when you're just a quivering little puddle of lust, I'll impregnate you. That's one, my love. Enjoy it. After all, if you do a good job, then your sad little world gets to turn just a little bit longer. I'm only going to end the world if you don't get me off after all. I get cranky when I don't get to come. Shh, little pet. Just take it like a good little incubator. That's the deal. It gets so lonely and cold in that lake as I lie dreaming interplanetary dreams. You're going to warm me up. The priests know I wake lonely and frustrated. Like any woman who hasn't had a good fuck in 4,000 years. So they pick some winsome little thing. Fill her head with lies about being ravished by handsome men. And then tie her up for me to play with. If I'm satisfied and she gets nice and pregnant, then I go back to sleep. I always get tired after sex. You're taking me so well, little one. Oh, fuck. You're gripping me so tightly, pet. That's two. Why, you're a responsive little thing, aren't you?
No. No. You fucked my mouth.
Sweetling, I'm going to fuck your entire being. Oh, let's curl a few more tentacles around your breasts. Such sensitive nipples on those mammaries of yours. I like them. I like sucking them. And squeezing them. And milking them with my tentacles. It's too bad nothing's coming out. Oh, your human milk would probably taste so good and warm.
I would never produce milk for you.
Not for me, silly. For the little egglings I'm going to fill you with. Oh, I'm so glad the priest found someone juicy for me this time. You're soaking my tentacles. The priest must have known you needed a good fucking.
I don't.
Oh, but you do. Let's just force a second ovipositor into your sweet, drenched little pussy. Right beside the first.
I can't stretch like that. I can't. My body doesn't do that.
Hush, sweetling. There you go. Oh, just feel it ooze in. Slick and strong. That's three. Good. Girl, you are so wet. I want a taste. Good thing I have a long, long tongue. Several, actually.
No, you can't.
That's four. What's wrong, pet? Never had your swollen little clit licked by three tongues at once? Let me show you what I can do to you, little girl.
My turn on top.
I've never felt tentacles everywhere. In my pussy, in my ass, snaking around my legs, my tits, my throat, oozing and dripping on me and in me and more. Please, more.
That's a good girl. Now I remember why I keep waking on Earth. We don't have anything as sweet to fuck beyond Aldebaran. Here. Just gush into my mouth, sweetling. Oh. Just need to fuck. I'll squeeze some more tentacles into your pussy. Into your ass. Yes, you can take it, sweetly. Let's slide a few. Slick and wet into your soft little mouth. Hush now. Just open wide for me. Oh, yes. I can feel my eggs pulsing down the long tunnel of my ovipositor. I want you to spread so open for them.
Never! I have the stamina of a bull. A fucking minotaur. That's what I am. Fuck. I just need a moment, huh? Catch my breath. Fuck. Maybe a drink of water.
Yeah, we're not like your virgin there, able to come like a fucking whirlwind. We need breaks. I'll be back on top soon. Just need a little nap.
No. Mortals, no naps. Oh, no need to move or do more than twitch and quiver, little men. Oh, but there will be no rest for you. I have need of more orifices. More. And you each possess at least two.
Now, wait a minute. You have the virgin. You don't need us. Fuck. Oh. Fuck, that feels good. Holy shit. It's stretching me out. Fuck. Oh, you are bigger than neither of us.
Hey, we were in the middle of something. You can't just...
There. Oh, that's so much better. Now I'm awake. It feels wonderful to feel your tiny, squishy, warm, tight, mortal bodies around my tentacles. All my tentacles. All of them. Oh, feel how a god fucks her creation. I'm so close You'd better come now, little virgin.
Gods, 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 what is happening to me? What's happening? Your tentacles, they're swelling, getting larger. I can feel them so deep inside me. So deep, so deep. Oh, fuck, they're in my womb. They're in my womb. I can feel you. It's like wet tentacles writhing in my uterus. How is that even possible? Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Moan for me, mortals. I am a god. A god. You exist to bear my young. I would splatter every planet in the cosmos with my cum. Oh, and lay eggs in every orifice in the universe. Oh, I am divine. I am fertile. I am coming. Come with me, mortals. Come for me. Come. Come.
Eggs in my womb. I'm alive. Oh, thank you. Thank you, beautiful goddess, layer of eggs, deliverer of cosmic pleasures. Thank you for sparing me, for not destroying me, for filling me. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Of course you're alive, silly mortal. You need to bear my many young and raise them.
How many?
Oh, I haven't spawned like that in eons. It could be hundreds, thousands. Who knows, sweetling? You'll find out. Oh, don't worry, pet. The priests will help. It's what they're good for. And the birthing process itself shouldn't be too hard on your frail mortal body. I don't imagine you'll be in labor longer than a few months at most. And I'm sure those two beefcakes there will make excellent fathers to our young.
No, dear.
I see.
You've all done very well for such tiny things. But I tire, sweetlings. And sleep. I need sleep. Don't worry, little ones. I'll just wrap my tentacles protectively around all of you so we can all nap together. We're all a family now.